USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The border crisis continues with a new record on Wednesday. 834 migrant children without a parent or guardian were apprehended at the southern border in one day, the highest daily number in history. AFL-CIO President Richard Trumka, who led the largest federation of unions in the country for over a decade, died unexpectedly at 72 on Thursday. Democrat Senator Chuck Schumer on the floor.
He had in his veins, in every atom of his body, the heart, the thoughts, the needs of the working people of America.
Two women, Olivia Winslow and Cameron Amy, who were caught on camera attacking Trump supporters in Delaware last August, pleaded guilty to misdemeanor charges of theft, child endangerment, and hate crimes. In the video, the two women were seen destroying Trump signs and stealing a Make America Great Again hat from a small boy. They will be sentenced in September. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, some big news. Eric Bolling is back on TV with a new show. Tune into Newsmax every weekday at 4 p.m. Eastern and watch Eric Bolling on The Balance. Eric is the balance to big media, woke politics, and cancel culture. All this week, Eric is exposing the dangers of Joe Biden's inflation. It's already rising big time, and it could wipe out your stocks, bonds, cash, even your retirement. So get the truth about Biden and find your balance. Watch Eric Bolling on Newsmax at 4 p.m. Eastern today. More than 30 million Americans watch Newsmax. It's on all major cable systems. If your operator doesn't carry it, call them. Tell them you want it. Plus, find Newsmax free on streaming systems like Roku, Samsung, LG, Pluto, Zumo, and more. Or download the free Newsmax app on your phone and watch it anytime, anywhere. More than 30 million Americans are tuning into Newsmax because it's real news for real people.
Former President Trump held back no punches as he called out disgraced New York Democrat Governor Andrew Cuomo at a New York State Republican Party fundraiser Thursday night. The governor is facing impeachment threats after a state investigative report exposed the three-term governor a sexual harasser. Brad Bernards from the West Texas USA Radio News Bureau has more.
The chairman of the New York State Committee conducting an impeachment inquiry into sexual harassment allegations against Governor Andrew Cuomo said Thursday the panel's probe is almost finished. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio says Cuomo needs to go.
I absolutely believe he must resign for the good of New York State and our people. If he doesn't, the clamor, which is universal at this point, Democrats and Republicans saying he's got to go, is going to win the day.
The U.S. Senate, unable to finalize a $1 trillion infrastructure bill on Thursday, will try again on Saturday. Included in the massive bill is a mileage tax that could soon be imposed on every driver in America. USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
The five-member Floyd School Board in New Mexico was suspended Wednesday after refusing to comply with the New Mexico Public Education Department's mandatory mask mandate for students in New Mexico schools. Leon Nall on Fox News is the president of the Floyd School Board.
We voted to make the mask and social distancing optional because we feel that that is the parents' responsibility for the health of their children. We had parents complaining about the mandates of the mask and the damage it was doing to the learning of their own children in the school system that we are given the responsibility of providing education. We feel that the students' health and decisions about their health should remain with the parents.
Attorney Robert Moss explains where the board members will go from here.
We believe that the public education department impeded on local control by usurping the school board's right to set policy as provided by New Mexico statute. And we also believe that PED exceeded its authority by suspending duly elected board members for violating directives that are void and unenforceable. We plan to be filing a TRO either today or early next week, as well as responding to the potential litigation that PED has taken. We received a letter from them via email on Friday that they would be filing with the First Judicial District of New Mexico to remove the board permanently.
I'm Lance Pryne. This is USA Radio News.